broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And tonight, truth is our bitch, as it is every night. Welcome to the El Pacifico, and welcome to Phil TV and HD as well, if you're watching us on the video feed. And by the way, welcome to all of you on DAR FM. Is that...
I don't know if it's FM, but the people on DAR, they record a show.
The people on DAR, it's a clearinghouse, I think, of I call it a clearinghouse. It's a place where you can go and listen to all of the streams of all of the shows, I guess. But the reason why I bring it up is it's come to my attention that we are one of the most recorded shows. If not, we're like in the top five of all the shows recorded on this DAR. Why do I call it DAR FM? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I can look it up, though.
Well, we'll check it out. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for, I don't get any money for that, but who knows, you know, who knows, man. Maybe it'll, maybe somewhere down the line, the karma, you know, has its effect or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know about karma and everything. Talk about that. That's not even Christian.
Oh, who cares, bud? It's a word, okay? It's a word, all right?
Yeah, not a Christian word.
Karma's not a Christian word? Yes, it is. No, it's not. No, but it's, never mind. Okay, I don't want to get into a hassle here about using the word karma. It's become so colloquial. What religion is karma from?
What?
What religion, if it's not a Christian word, is karma from?
I don't know. It's kind of New Age. Yeah, it's New Age and everything.
It's from the Hindu religion and the Buddhist religion.
Well, which one?
Both of them. And you know what karma means? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's all the bad stuff and the good stuff.
No, that's not what karma is, all the bad stuff and the good stuff. Karma, so we have a proper a definition of karma. Karma is cause and effect. That's what karma is, cause and effect. If you want to know what the cause is, you look at what the effect has been. If you want to know what the effect is, you look at the cause. I'll give an example. This is karma in action. If you sit on a hot stove, your ass gets burned.
Who'd do that?
Yeah.
Never mind. Who do it? I'm just telling you. If you sit on a hot... Who do that?
I've never heard anybody doing that.
But the point is, if you sit on a hot stove, your ass will get burned. So the cause was sitting on the hot stove. The effect? Your ass gets burned. So if you don't want to have your ass burned, what?
Well, first of all, don't ever sit on a hot stove.
Right.
But secondly, don't ever turn the stove on and think you can sit on one. That's what...
You're not even listening to what I'm saying, but the fact remains, don't sit on a hot stove. All right, so tonight, President Obama has visited the city of Los Angeles, where we are, not very far from, that is. A lot of media outlets warned of massive traffic jams during President Barack Obama's visit to the city. They dubbed it Obama Jam 4 on Twitter. The Commander-in-Chief's itinerary primarily traverses L.A.'s west side and West Hollywood. Public Radio KCRW was offering tips on how to avoid the street closures. The L.A. Times reported that up to 200 protesters are jamming Sunset Boulevard, representing a number of causes, including pro-immigration, anti-war, and preserving Social Security and Medicare. And I want to get Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line because they, in fact, were at the fundraiser, which was a $5,000 a plate fundraiser for President Obama at the House of Blues. How was it, Bobby?
Well, Phil, it has been really an exciting evening for Steve and I. We had decided that we wanted to go to this, and we made the decision to come and see the President of the United States and talk with him candidly about a great many of the issues affecting homeowners, affecting people with property. I realize that there's an awful lot going on in the country, but we just wanted to tell him.
We had a call from Janice Greeley, who said that you were going to be over at this fundraiser, and that...
I did not know that Janice was going to call you.
She said that you did, but she said you were going to be at this fundraiser, that there was a problem, not a problem, but there was some disagreement.
Well, Janice should never have called you. I'm very disappointed in her.
She said that you were using money for the $5,000 plate from the homeowners fund. Is that right?
There's no such thing as a homeowners fund. there are homeowners association dues, and from those we use a capital to improve, to help with the overall property tax on the community and so forth. But there's no fund.
My question is, did you use money from the Homeowners Association? Did you use any of the community's money?
I used money, discretionary money, that I'm entitled to use as the president of the Western States Homeowners Association.
And was it? Well, that's about $10,000, right?
I don't know how much it is, Phil. I really don't.
Don't look at it.
That's all right, Steve. I don't know how much it is.
Well, it says it's $5,000 a plate. It actually was, the tickets ran from $250 to $10,000.
Well, $250, no. I can assure you that we sat fairly close to the president. And I was able to ask him some of the questions that I wanted to ask. But to Janice really calling and saying that we were using money from our homeowners association fund, as you call it, it's really just a discretionary cash.
All right, but she seemed to have had an issue with it.
Phil, I don't know. I know that Janice works on our homeowners association, on the steering committee, and a couple of other things, but I don't know.
We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Okay, let's get past that. If you guys are having a hassle on the Homeowners Association money, I don't know. I wanted to ask you, though, being at the fundraiser, which I guess you're still at.
Yes, we are, Phil. We're in West Hollywood. We wanted to get over to the Fig and Olive in West Hollywood, which is also where the president was going to be speaking. The money for that was $35,800 for couples.
Well, that's a way over. That wouldn't be something you could afford, would it?
Well, yes, it is. It is something we can.
Why do you make that assumption, Dave?
Why do you make that assumption?
Well, you said that you took money out of the Homeowners Association discretionary spending.
This is money that I'm entitled to as an individual and as the president of the Homeowners Association. So, yes, we can afford that. We decided not to because I had wanted to ask the president a question. I was not able to ask him the question, and we went ahead and gave it to Sel Williams, right, Steve?
Yeah, Sel is a reporter.
Who's going to be asking the president?
What is the question?
Well, the question, really, I wanted to just share a laugh with the president. Has he been aware of the Herman Cain candidacy? Is he able to keep from laughing at it, really? Because I think the Herman Cain candidacy is this sort of silly attempt by the Republicans to make them look inclusive. And when they get enough of that inclusive image out there, then they'll go ahead and cut him loose. But I just wanted to know if the president had any thoughts. I'm sure that we've all gotten a kick out of that.
So you wanted to just kind of cozy up to the president and see if he's laughing at the Republicans?
Not just that, but that particular question, yeah.
Well, that's a very provocative question, though, because if you're saying that Herman Cain, nobody is serious about him, being president over the Republican Party.
Well, I don't think they could be, Phil. I really don't think they could be. I just don't think that a African-American candidate who has that kind of the look that Herman Cain has. He has that Jeremiah Wright look, Steve. You know?
Yeah, he does. He's got kind of an angry black guy.
Well, you know that he's nowhere near Jeremiah Wright in his politics or his thinking. Herman Cain is a man of, he's a capitalist. He's a businessman. He is an employer. He's a man of, if you listen to what he's saying, he's as qualified as any of those guys to be the candidate. I don't know that he's any more qualified. I don't know what makes, for instance, Mitt Romney all that qualified, other than the fact that he has been a governor and he has campaigned before for president. Rick Perry has been a governor. This is his first time at bat. Now we have Herman Cain, and everybody loves him because of the same reasons they loved Ross Perot.
Hold on for a minute. I just want to be clear. I want to make some statements here because you're
kind of hogging it.
Hold on, Steve.
I don't mean to hog it. I'm just giving you my read.
No, I understand. I appreciate that. But I'm here with the president. He's not here anymore. He's over at the Fig and Olive. But we were here. And I could tell that were I able to have asked him this question, I think he would have gotten a big, big, big laugh out of it.
And why is that significant?
I think it's significant because it would basically spell the end to the Herman Cain candidacy. I think if President Obama said, yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what are you trying to prove?
What are you trying to prove? I think Cain would have to withdraw.
I have no idea why you would think that, but let's get back and talk about it, okay?
Okay, and I do have, you know, we are still trying to get it figured out, Phil. I don't know if we'll be able to. I think you had to have the tickets purchased earlier, Steve.
Yeah, they wanted to get the $48,000. That's a lot of money.
Please don't say that. We can afford it. It's just...
Whether or not you're going to get in?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Currently at the House of Blues in West Hollywood, where President Obama was, a fundraiser, $250 to $10,000 a plate. I call it a fundraiser, but I suppose it was. I suppose it was. Every time there's a this much per plate, it's a fundraiser. And I guess it's for his candidacy in 2012. Bobby and Steve Dooley talking about the candidacy of Herman Cain. And she wanted to ask the president what he thought about it, because she thinks that it's simply trying to make the Republicans look inclusive. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Hear the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we will be right back.
Radio for patriots, by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. Bobby and Steve Dooley at the House of Blues in West Hollywood, where President Obama spoke and was having a dinner earlier. And you guys, you're there. And, you know, I don't want to ask you the questions about how you got the money, but that was a phone call that we got, you know.
As I said to you, this is something that's none of Ms. Burley's. It's really not an area that she handles. It's not. I don't know why she would call you. I'll handle it, Steve. I have to tell you that I love you, Steve. But every time we're on the Phil Henry Show,
I don't care about what she did. What she did. What she done did.
What do you mean? What she done did? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Let's just move on here. Herman Cain, and this was a thought that occurred to you while you were at the fundraiser, huh?
Well, really, Phil, what's important here, and I think that your listeners should... I would love for them to just pay attention to this one point, because I think it really needs saying. There are a lot of conservative voters, and I'm not speaking now as a liberal. I'm speaking as just a fellow American. There are a lot of conservative voters that don't understand the impetus behind the Herman Cain candidacy. And that is, Phil, to create this look.
Cosmetic.
Hold on.
Okay, Bobby, we've been through this before on the air with you, and...
I've
been through with other guests, and I don't want to hear you. This is very upsetting to the audience to have to listen to that.
I apologize. I'll say this to your audience so that they know that I'm not speaking over their heads. I want my husband, who I love very dearly, I want him to shut his mouth. And
well, is there a better way you can put it?
No, there really isn't, Phil. There's no better way to put it. I've asked him different ways on different days, on different occasions. I will even go so far as to tell you this, and I shouldn't, but I'm going to, because it's important for you and your listeners to understand how important it is for me to get my message out. I said to my husband, if he would keep his mouth shut, then I would offer him, after the show, a sexual act that is usually, that couples don't usually perform. And I, you know, to say that is...
All right, I understand, okay?
To say that on the air is upsetting to me.
Yeah.
Just shut your...
Then here's what I'm going to suggest. Mr. Dooley, are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to ask you, sir, if you cannot be quiet, to leave the room.
What do you mean leave the room? I'm in a restaurant.
He's in a restaurant with me.
Well, then leave the restaurant. Go out to your car.
Well, it's West Hollywood, Mr. Henry. When I go out my car, I have to go out there. People out there are going to... dangerous part of
the city. West Hollywood's not dangerous. It's 11:20. It's 10:25. What do you mean dangerous? Just go out to the valet, you know...
Well, we parked a couple blocks away.
We parked a couple of blocks away because Steve didn't want to pay a valet, and that's the risk that he puts me.
Well, here's a great idea, then. Go down and get your... I don't want to talk to you about this. Go get your car, sir, and bring it to the front door of the restaurant. That way your wife doesn't have to wait, okay?
All right,
Ms. Dooley, let's get back to Herman Cain.
The thing that I really wanted to say was this. Herman Cain and his candidacy, and I really, really want your audience and people listening and people on, if they're on the pod and everything you were talking about before the show, if they're on the video pod.
The podcast, the video cast.
Yeah. Understand that this is a cosmetic candidacy for the Republican Party. There is no real political will to nominate an African-American in the Republican Party because I think they really feel that I don't think they understand quite how to operate something like that. But I do think they want to appear inclusive. So
in other words, this is...
I'm not done yet.
All right, but I have to ask a question.
I'm not done yet.
Go ahead.
So, to appear inclusive is therefore to appear as if Herman Cain is a serious candidate for president, when in point of fact he isn't. Now, to those Republicans that are very much Herman Cain fans, who want to see him nominated, who want to see him become president, you've really got to wise up. You've got to wake up, and that is what that's the best advice I can give anyone. And
this was what you wanted to talk to President Obama about, huh?
Yes. Why is that unusual?
Well, I mean, in the middle of a fundraiser, you were going to say, "I guess I don't know." It seems like there could be other questions.
President Obama is a black president. Herman Cain is black. Who am I going to ask about this if not Obama?
Anybody. I mean, anybody who is interested in the upcoming presidential race. Anyone that wants to know how people get nominated.
Well, the most important thing, I think, was letting the Republicans know.
Get the door on the front now.
Don't grab the phone from me, you son of... Bill, I gotta go.
What the hell is going on? Bud, would you call her up?
I don't know what's going on. She didn't be on there, wouldn't do it.
Huh? What did he just say?
I don't know. She said to stop doing it.
Yeah. Stop doing what?
You know, whatever. Get him over there.
You know what, Bud? With the day you learn to speak English, man, I'm going to be... Hey, that's going to be a red-letter day for me. God.
You want to call him back?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Libertar Bobby Dooley? Who's this?
Okay, can we... Jesus.
Well, you want to call him back?
Can't you do it? Don't we have a remote line, man, where I'm not hearing it while I'm on the air? Anyway, I've got a lot to talk about tonight on the show.
Yeah, well, who's this?
We've got a lot to talk about on the show tonight.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk to Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. You the valet? How'd you get the phone?
Anyway, a lot of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, give the phone to Bobby.
Give me the phone, okay? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
The what? Super 8 Motel?
I didn't know that.
You look like you want to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah, there you go. The man, give him a cigar, yes.
Every time you say give me a cigar, you don't.
I'll give you a cigar. Super 8 Motel?
I thought it was her.
Where's the phone number? There, right there. Bobby Dooley.
That's Super 8.
No, that B. That's a B. That's not an 8.
Oh, yeah, oh, no. You know what? He was doodling some boobs.
Give me that. Call up. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, from the very bottom.
Oh, are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. I apologize. Just been a lot of, you know, a lot of strain. That's okay. I tell you what, here comes the commercial break. We'll take a break.
Oh, you're all boring stuff.
How would you like to experience firsthand, Bud, what it's like to be strangled? Huh? What do you think?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have with us Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are in West Hollywood. They've been to the fundraiser, the very first dinner that the president had in here in Southern California. We are at the El Pacifico at our studios here, located some 40 miles north of the immediate Los Angeles environs, and with me is Bobby Dooley, and I don't want to get into any...
No, I want to apologize. I really do.
I don't want to get into any what happened.
I understand you were very upset. And
I was upset because, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, it's not often that we get to talk about these issues with someone who is there, you know?
I understand, and I told Steve that. I said, we have a historic opportunity to describe to Phil's audience and to other people listening, get away from me, Steve. Don't get away from me.
And he's still there?
I told him he could stand here if he kept his mouth shut. Right there. You see what he's doing? He's going like this. He's pretending like he's going to open his mouth. I met a very nice young man. His name is Christian. He's a valet here. He's real big, and I said, you do whatever you need to do with my husband. And he said, are you serious? I said, I've never been more serious in my life. So, Steve, Christian, and you see him over there.
Good. Black.
Oh, baby, I told you to shut...
Okay. I don't want them back on the air.
No, but she said if she had to deal with him.
Then get her to deal with him. Get her to deal with him. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll go over to Chris talking to us. What is that, bud?
Oh.
Turn the iTunes off. Sometimes we have iTunes rolling during the break. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Chris and Redondo Beach. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Phil. I want to talk to the lady that you had on here just a minute ago. I don't know if she's still there or not.
We're going to get her back up. What was your question or comment?
My question was basically, I heard her having a problem with her husband, and I think that what's going on here is a little bit of a as they said, it's a bit of a disservice to you on account of what you're doing. You know.
Well, you know, I mean, it is what it is, but it is pretty stupid for people to come on the air and talk politics and then having a family. Although this is not the first time.
Well, I had heard this woman on another show. I think it was on K. Or I can't. Can I say?
Well, was it another local talk show?
Yeah, it was another talk show in Los Angeles.
You don't need to say.
Well, okay, but I heard her on another local talk show, and I heard her husband was doing what he's doing, and so I sort of, you know, thought the whole thing was a little silly, and that's why I wanted to call up and give you some moral support.
She's back.
Yeah, she's got back online too.
All right, Ms. Dooley, you know the problem that we're having here, and I don't want to make a bigger issue out of it. Just ignore him.
Sorry.
All right. We have a young man, Chris, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your question?
I want to ask your guest, Ms. Dooley, do you have a problem with your husband?
I don't really have a problem with my husband. I think what I have is we're just having a problem communicating on Phil's show this evening. I think that my husband and I needed to communicate some things better.
Because, the reason why I'm asking is that I don't want to I don't want to come off as in any way as bad or anything, but I'm a young man. I'm 28 years of age. I've been in, I have done, and I'm not, you know, not saying this makes me great or anything, but I have done adult films. And I wanted to offer my services if your husband.
Well, I don't understand this. So.
What are you saying, man?
Well, I mean, I'm saying that she's having a problem with her husband tonight. It sounds like it's ongoing.
It has been ongoing. My husband is not very intelligent. He has, I mean, if you're asking me on a date.
I would put it that way. I'm just saying I would offer my services if you wanted to have a cup of coffee.
Have a cup of coffee? What's that?
No, I'm sorry. A cup of coffee.
Yeah. A cup of coffee?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, that would be nice. I don't know exactly what you're thinking.
No, ma'am, I would be very respectful. I felt when I was listening to your husband, he sounded stupid, as you said, you know.
Well, my husband is very stupid. I love him very much, but he's very stupid, and I can't really talk to him about the things that interest me. He's also cheated on me.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very sorry to hear that, ma'am.
It's all right. I mean, he cheated on... I walked into the garage one day, if you want to know.
I didn't know that.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
I walked into the garage, and Steve has two Corvettes. They're his pride and joy. And I walked into the garage, and there he was with this woman leaning over one. And I said to him, you know, we've got dinner in an hour. And I tried to, as best as I could, Phil, not make an issue out of it.
Yeah.
I really have to.
Hold on, I'm not done. I said, we have dinner in an hour, and when you're done here... make sure that you get fully disinfected and de-loused. And I really, you know, drove that point home. I said, and also some cologne would be nice because the stink in this garage, like to knock a buzzard off of a garbage cell. And that's when I turned. So I think I really communicated myself very well.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Sorry, could I just...
Yeah, but I did you hear this?
Yeah, well, just let me say, Ms. Dooley, I don't think that, you know... When you walk in, you find your husband, and he's got some bitch, or not a bitch, but, you know.
No, that's what she was. She was a bitch.
Yeah. He's got her bent over his car. I mean, that's bad. And just say to him, you need to get a delouse, or, you know, spray a disinfectant or something like that. What I'm saying is the best thing to do is to, you know, give as good as you get, and that's kind of where I come in. I offer service of... If you have had I'm kind of nervous, Mr. Trader.
You're doing fine.
You know, you were very attractive to me until right about now.
I'm sorry. I am very handsome. And
no, I believe you. And you've done adult film.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I am very. I have. I do that.
What's going on now, Phil, is it's turning me off. And
well, hold on. But I'm not here to... we're not doing dates, okay?
No, but I wanted to offer her my services. What I do, Mr. Henry, is I allow women who have been cheated on by men to get back at them. And
He obviously has some kind of a mental block. Or he has some illness.
No, I don't have an illness.
Well, you're having a hard time getting around one word there. Are you saying I have had experience?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, you have had experience at what?
I have had experience. You said I have had experience.
You have had experience at having affairs with women who've been cheated on by their husbands.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
Yeah, that's right. I have had affairs with...
All right, well, we got past that.
Right.
All right, well, you've had experience with having affairs with women who've been cheated on by their husbands. Have you done this much?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. You've done it all your life? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Well, wait a minute. How old are you? You're 28?
You're very good at this, Phil.
You're 28?
Yes, sir.
You're 28. How long have you been having sex with women?
Well, you think I've had it with boys before that? Because...
you could have.
No, I don't think.
You've never had sex with a boy?
That's right, yeah. Thank God. Thank God you understood that. My whole rep, would be ruined. You know, and if I get my rep out, I'll give it. If I get my rep...
Well, I don't know, Phil. I'd have to bring you along on this date. You know,
no, ma'am, no, you. I am so so calm and cool and collected. It's just that I'm on the radio right now, and I have had experience being in front of a camera, and because I've had experience being in front of a camera.
Whoa, hold on for a minute.
I could never.
Hold on for a minute.
Mr. Henry,
no, hold on for a minute. You're getting better. I mean, you got some illness, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, what do you mean?
I think you got some neurological disease, you know.
I'm getting the words out now, though. You hear it's getting better.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going, and then...
That's so funny, Phil.
Well, I don't mean to make fun of the guy.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Mr. Henry, if you saw me, you'd almost be sexually attracted to me. That's how good looking I am. And yet I got to sit here and take it from you? God, man. I mean, I got to sit here and take it from some guy that's in his 50s. Bald, fat, and...
Well, but you know what? At least Mr. Henry can talk on the radio. He can talk in front of a lot of people. It shows that he's very cool, calm, and collected. He doesn't get nervous. That's very sexy. Very sexy for a lot of women.
What? Look, at my hair, I have a... I'm very well. I'm very well. Indian. Endowed.
And you, boy, man, just to get that one phrase out, you went from Indian to a boo... To...
Yeah, you sound like a real, you sound like, excuse me for saying this, but you sound a little bit like a motard, which is not the word that you don't want me to use, Phil.
No, I know what it is.
It's moron, and...
No, I know what it is, and I don't want it repeated. Mr. Norton, hang on, and maybe I can give you...
No, I don't want to talk to this jackass.
Hold on. I mean, if I'm not on the radio and I can talk...
But you cannot talk in front of a lot of people, and that's what I find very sexy. And I'm only... I'm sorry that Phil is... You're not married, though, Phil, are you?
I'm not married, but I'm not... No, thank you very much. No.
What is that? Are you blowing me off?
Oh, he's blowing you off.
Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm not blowing you off. Hold on for a minute, God.
Dude, you're blowing her off.
I am not. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley at the fundraiser. And do you realize for the last 15 minutes we haven't said a thing about the fundraiser, politics, Herman Cain, nothing. We've been coaxing some guy through what sounds to me like a neurological disorder so he can say the words endowed. And
trying to say 28, too.
Yeah, he was trying to say 28.
In all my life.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show.
For Patriots, by Patriots, it's the Phil Henry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line is Bobby and Steve. I think her husband is with her there. It's been a very difficult night. I appreciate the... You know, Ms. Dooley, I have to apologize to you because you really have been here trying to get said what it is that you wanted to say. You've had a long succession of problems with your husband.
Well, we've got Steve under... I don't know what's wrong with him. That's why I had a little bit more compassion with that young man.
Is Chris on the line?
I'm talking to him right now.
What do you mean you're talking to him?
There's a lot of issues.
Yeah, he had a lot of issues. Like, it sounded like he was going to kill himself or something.
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, you need to give him one of the suicide hotlines or something.
Oh, my God.
Let me talk to this kid before he does something dangerous, bud. God.
I'm talking to the guy, okay? He's not killing himself. God.
All right, but if the guy says he wants to kill himself, you gotta get a... Hey, Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. I'm sorry. I said that I was gonna kill myself because, I wanted to get, you know... I shouldn't say it, but I wanted to get... Probably some sympathy or something for it. It's bad.
You know, Chris, this is Bobby. Chris, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Chris, I'm a woman. I'm almost 40. I'm an attractive woman, and were I single, I probably would say, yeah, let's go out on a date or what have you. But you've got some things about you that I don't like. First of all, you sound like, in the words of Joe Pesci in Goodfellas, you're a stuttering mumbler. In this one instance, I don't let my husband talk. What did it say?
Yeah, you stutter and mumble it, you know.
Stutter and mumble it, you know?
Yeah.
And the other thing is this need for attention where you said you were going to kill yourself just so I'd like you.
I mean, you were talking about how you like sensitivity and sensuality. I mean, my whole thing has been, my whole life, is I zoodle on sensuality. And also, I've not had no sensitivity. And my sense...
You see, what did he say? Your sess? Is that what you said?
No, I said my sess.
His sex.
Oh, my God. So I have to have an interpreter again, huh?
You have... You know, Chris...
No, hold on. No, I said sess, okay? You know what I mean. My sess appeal... I mean, if you saw me, you'd... I shouldn't say this, but I will. If you saw me, you'd lather up.
Okay, see, so that's...
You are disgusting. You know that? You really are.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of ways women like it, you know?
Well, maybe women, maybe the ones that you go out with. And maybe I would, too, if you knew how to talk gooder, you know?
Talk gooder?
What, are you getting nervous?
No, I am not.
I think she's getting nervous.
Hold on for a minute. Give me a phone. Give me the phone. Talk to my wife and...
That?
That's my husband, Steve. What I'm saying to you is...
Oh, look, we're not even getting any... There's no progress being made here. I was here on my show to talk about President Obama's response to the Herman Cain candidacy.
Well, that's why I called in, Mr. Renner.
Bull crap. You called in. The first thing you started doing was, hey, you know what? My specialty is... And then I had to interpret for you.
I apologize for that. But I did. I wanted to call in.
Yeah, you wanted to call in. Now that I say...
I want to get some things said on that.
May I say one thing, then I'll hang up, I promise.
Go ahead.
I believe that Herman Cain I'm sorry.
You know what, sir? You need some medicine.
Do you take medication?
No, I don't.
You should be on some kind of a medication. I think you should be on... It sounds like Tourette's to me.
No, that's some kind of a joke disease, you know?
No, that's a real disease. That's a real disease.
What, Tourette's?
Yeah, it's a totally real disease.
Yeah, I read about a guy one time telling somebody, you know, saying FF, all that stuff.
I'm saying is, the Herman Cain candidacy, for me, is, because he's black, I would be
Yeah, it's a Tourette's problem. Did you hear that?
No.
You were not aware of what you were doing?
No, sir. I thought I said...
Hold on, whoa, don't talk. What you said was, I think the Herman Cain, I forget.
No, I know. I heard it. You said this, Chris. You said, I think the Herman Cain candidacy, because he's black, is bye.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Shut your mouth.
No, I refuse to believe. I refuse. I'm not that lame.
And that's not about being lame, man. It's a condition.
I don't have no condition, okay? First of all, I have sex appeal. I have the sexuality. I've been hired for two new adult films because of my sex. And also because of my sexual endurance, all right?
Is he there?
You know what? Hang up on him, bud.
Yeah, but if I hang up on him...
Please don't hang up on me. I mean, I never...
Yeah, we hung up on him, Bobby. I apologize.
No, I apologize to you.
No, I apologize.
I apologize.
No, you know what? I apologize.
Will you shut up? The hour we were supposed to do here about... Why don't you go ahead and say what you want to say?
Well, I pretty much said it, Phil. And then along came, you know, a stutter boy. And
stutter boy?
I mean, really, you know. I want to let a lot of guys know this. If you talk like an idiot, it's not sexy. We don't care really how good looking you are.
I understand that, Bobby. And we don't... Can we, you know, stick at least round back to the point... The point that this hour was going to be about?
What did you just do right there? You went... Did you throw up?
Are you nervous to throw up?
Did you spit up?
No, I didn't spit up. I was in the middle of a swallow and taking a breath, and sometimes you go like that.
Yeah, it sounded like you gagged on something.
Are you gagging on something?
Goodbye.
Well, now, wait just a minute. You can't hang up on me. I'm the president.
All right, so that was fantastic. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for sticking through an hour in which we were supposed to talk about Herman Cain's candidacy, President Obama's views on that, with two people who were at the fundraiser tonight in West Hollywood. But instead, we got to talking about, first of all, Steve being stupid. I had a caller call in who has some kind of a Tourette syndrome, even though he feels that he's very sexy. Then we had Bobby herself, who, as usual, at the very end of the hour, gets insulting and starts asking me if I'm gagging on something.
Well, it sort of sounded like it.
Hey, bud, are you sitting there and you're looking at me, right?
Yeah.
All right. Dude, was I gagging on anything?
You might have had something in your mouth before we seen you.
What does that mean, I might have had something in my mouth?
Well, before you come on here, you might have had something in there.
Really? And I can talk and, you know, do all the stuff I'm doing?
Well, you're pretty good, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's a compliment.
Oh, really? Is it a compliment? What did I have in my mouth? What could I have in my mouth?
Like a piece of sausage or a carrot.
You know, and I see you smiling, okay?
I'm not smiling.
Yeah, I see you smiling, and I see him smiling. So you two guys can stick it, okay? Stick it where, and you know where, sideways.
Sideways? That means there's going to be blood.
That's right. Two of the dumbest guys I've ever met in my life, and how it is I got you cats working on my show, and what is that?
That's the music. Got to go to news.
That's great. Don Mixa is next. He is a professor at the University of Washington. We're going to be talking to Don Mixa about Cylinder, this company that has gone bankrupt that the Obama administration was behind. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.